Yesterday, we got the stunning news that NFL player DeMar Hamlin had flown back to Buffalo to continue his recovery in a hospital there. His heart stopped not once but twice last week after a hit. But on Sunday, he was also well enough to watch his beloved Bills score on the first return of their game against the New England Patriots. Let's hear it again.
And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield and down the sideline he goes. This is storybook, an opening kickoff return for DeMar Hamlin, and this place is absolutely going wild.
But is this a storybook ending? Does it mean questions raised by Hamlin's injury won't be addressed? Questions like the ones host Garrett Bush raised on his Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show about health care coverage. Those questions went viral, viewed nearly 40 million times on Twitter.
Everything ain't a negotiation. You getting billions. You can die today. That's a sliver. These people just want basic health care. They don't need no players association to do the right thing by their players. It's called do the right thing, period.
And Garrett Bush is here now. Garrett, I know you think it's wonderful that DeMar is doing better, but when you made those remarks, you said you were thinking about the incredible sacrifices DeMar Hamlin's single mom made to get him through school and on the path to the NFL.
Where I was at that point, I just imagine his mother working all of those late nights, coming home, feet swollen up, her, tired, not having very much money to spend on food or anything else, making sure her son just doesn't go the wrong way to get an education. And then to know that his mother was frantic on the sideline in the ambulance while he was on the field, waited for his mother to come to be with him to go to the hospital. And I just thought about, what if he doesn't ever wake up? What if he has long-term ramifications of this? What if he never really makes it back to where he was as a human being? And his mother would still have to then go and sacrifice and figure out how she was going to be able to take care of her son with mounting healthcare costs. And that's where that emotion came from.
Because as you went on to explain, a lot of people assume all football players make millions of dollars. He makes a lot of money, something like $800,000. Mm-hmm. But he's 24. And if this were the career-ending play, thank God it doesn't seem to have been, but if it was, what? He doesn't get anything from the NFL?
Well, the NFL is the only league of the major four, which is hockey, Major League Baseball, Major League Football, and the NBA. They're the only major professional group that does not have guaranteed contracts. So what does that mean? DeMar Hamlin makes about $800,000 or so. His signing bonus is $167,000. Now, the signing bonus is what is usually guaranteed. The NFL could void the rest of his contract. Say, for instance, if you're a player and you don't play up to standards, the team can come to you and say, hey, we would like you to take a pay cut. So a lot of people assume that all players make generational type money, which you can take care of your family and all of your kids and your wife and all that stuff. But the most of the league is what I call the iceberg theory. The iceberg sticks up at the top. Those are your top players like Tom Brady and quarterbacks and receivers and guys that we would know of in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But below the iceberg, those are the majority of the players that don't have the guaranteed money. Those are the players that, make a really good living. However, they're living game check to game check in order to pay their bills, in order to take care of their family. And a lot of that money is not guaranteed.
Look, what do you think happens here? In DeMar's case, possibly, given how many people responded to his toy fundraiser and, something like $4 million was raised. Maybe he could have had a GoFundMe. People were so captivated by this. But we know, because we've heard the stories, that so many injured players don't get that attention from the public and don't have what? Do they not have insurance or is it hard to file the disability claim? What happens?
So we know healthcare in our country is a very complicated thing. It's no different in the NFL. When you take a look at their healthcare, while you are currently a player, yes, you do get health insurance and the team does take care of your medical costs. Say, for instance, you tear a ligament. They will help you pay for that surgery. But after you retire is where the real big issues start. Obviously the league is very tough on your body. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get insurance through pre-existing injuries. I'm a college player. And since I played at Ohio University, I've had over 17 surgeries. I've had neck injuries, back injuries, two ACLs. I've had a gambit of injuries that take ongoing care.
Well, the Boston Globe did an incredible look at the 2001 Super Bowl winning Patriots team. Several of the players have died. It's striking even for pro football veterans. Some of those who died were among the 24 members of the 2001 team who had football brain injuries and were in that landmark class action lawsuit against the NFL, which the league settled for more than $1 billion. A 2019 study of NFL players from 1979 to 2013 found their average life expectancy was 59 years old. The league isn't about to go to, you know, touch football. You know, that's the culture, the American culture isn't asking for it. But do you think that we've come to a point where the NFL should just assume that players are going to be drastically hurt with life-changing injuries and just right up front when they're 24 be compensating them for that possibility or covering them for that possibility?
Yeah, definitely. I think they can learn from what we've done in this country in terms of coal miners and black lung. There's all kinds of professions that, you know, we had back in the day where, you know, workers worked in coal mines or factories, and we didn't know about the dangers of certain chemicals and toxins that people were exposed to while doing those jobs. What I'm asking the NFL to do is be proactive and say, look, we know this stuff is really tough on their body. We know what the game is. Let's put something in place so that the least our players who are really, you know, doing a job to make us really rich and profitable. It's the number one sport in our country. Let's make sure that they can have something to just live the rest of their lives out with some dignity.
Well, and you know, live rest of their lives out. The other thing we need to mention is that, you know, people might be saying, oh, but they got pensions, you know, and stuff. No. To explain what would have happened to Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin right now, I believe this is his second year. To receive a pension in the National Football League, you need to be vested. Vested means you need to play 3 years and 3 games. So almost 3.5 years in the league. You know, Damar would not, under these current circumstances, if he never played another down, he is not eligible for a pension under the collective bargaining agreement the way it's written today.
Yeah.
Now, the league has come out and said that they would make sure that he would actually get paid for this year. But in terms of next year, he could be released because he's not eligible to fulfill his contract because, you know, he may not be up to speed.
Well, and I know you work with a nonprofit that helps former players with disability claims in filing them.
Yes.
What do you see?
Basically, our company was a third-party advocate. Generally speaking, people who have these ailments usually fall under a certain income guideline. So what we would do is we would then, you know, go get their medical records and we would, you know, run them through a model to see if they meet the initial requirements for Social Security. What I found was Social Security is very difficult to get in our country. Even if you have all the paperwork and documentations, it can be up to a 50% denial rate for the first time that you submit those applications. Before, the NFL used to rely on the Social Security Administration office as a determinant of whether or not those players were deemed disabled after playing. However, they did move to a policy where the NFL has its own governing body of doctors and a board you have to go in front of. And so even if Social Security deems that you may be eligible for Social Security based on their standards, the NFL could deny you based on their board once you go and apply for benefits with them.
Well, Garrett, I heard a former pro player say something